Good morning. I do have some prepared remarks, but first off, just like to make a few comments based on what I've seen so far this morning. Is Charlene still in the room here? Back in the back? I know we're looking for some common ground today, and I think one thing that everybody in this room could agree on is that the Chief Illiniwek toilet paper is something that's shameful and embarrassing. I think we can all be glad that that's something that's no longer in existence. Secondly, is Michael Haney still in the room? Michael's gone too, apparently, but Michael requested that the Fool's Crow headdress be returned to the Lakota, and we do have a letter here. I'll be happy to share this, although we do need to get copies made, that headdress that was presented by Fool's Crow has been indeed returned to the family. And then finally,
when was that done?
This is 1991. Okay. And finally, I'd like to welcome the people of Mississippi that are here. You hear from Mississippi, is that right? Outside again. I just also like to just express my disappointment that all the prominent leaders of the anti-chief movement are not here to fully listen to this discussion. But I would like to welcome those. Well, the dialogue session is going on right now, but I'd like to welcome and invite all the people that are here today from Mississippi.
I think the remarks should be addressed to the
to invite the people that are here from Mississippi to attend. I don't believe many have probably attended a game, and I'd like, on behalf of the Chief Illiniwek Educational Foundation, to invite those people to share in our tradition at a game with us next fall on behalf of the Educational Foundation. Now I'll continue with my prepared remarks. When French explorers first journeyed onto this great land that we now call Illinois, they were befriended by a people who called themselves Helleni or Illiniwek, and it is from this first people of this land that our great state is named. Today, while no Indian nation resides in Illinois, a journey throughout this land will reveal numerous towns, rivers, counties, and historical places whose names bear honor and tribute to the Indian people who lived, worked, fought, and celebrated in the land of Illinois. From Lake Michigan and the Kaskaskia River to the Cahokia Mounds and Starved Rock State Park, from Kankakee and Iroquois counties to the great cities of Chicago, Peoria, the people of Illinois take great pride in Illinois' vast Indian heritage. And because of this Indian heritage, it is only meaningful and appropriate for the University of Illinois, the flagship academic institution of this great state, to be represented by the dignified symbolism of Chief Illiniwek. And no matter where you stand on this issue, nobody in this auditorium should doubt that the performance of Chief Illiniwek stirred feelings of pride, honor, and loyalty in many of Illinois' 11 million people, many of whom, like myself, probably refer to ourselves as Illini. And yet, while I believe that it is appropriate that the university be represented by the majestic symbolism of Chief Illiniwek, I also believe that it is appropriate for those who champion American Indian issues, for those who seek to bring about a greater understanding of a complex and diverse people, and for those who seek to fight against the injustices brought against the Indian people, it is appropriate that these people see Chief Illiniwek not as a barrier, but as an opportunity. I believe this because I am one of those people. I have seen firsthand the poverty and alcoholism that ravages many Indian reservations. I have danced at powwows and experienced the overwhelming beauty of Indian art, dance, and music. And I am proud to support many social justice causes currently advocated by those in the pro-Native movement. And maybe it is just my optimistic nature, but I believe with all my being that the presence and visibility of Chief Illiniwek gives all of us a unique opportunity to promote a greater understanding of Indian people, an opportunity for all of us to work together in an effort to implement positive changes. For example, since its founding less than 2 years ago, the Chief Illiniwek Educational Foundation has sponsored student service projects to Indian reservations, furnished libraries with books by and about Native Americans, and contributed material and monetary gifts to various Native American charities. Our members have participated in Indian celebrations and met with tribal leaders. These are but a few examples of how Chief Illiniwek has inspired our students and alum, people like Dawn Nyson, to learn more about our state's Native heritage and positively involve themselves in contemporary Native issues. And this is just the beginning. Every day we are contacted by new students and alums whose profound appreciation for the symbolism of Chief Illiniwek inspires them to get involved in efforts to benefit both the campus and Native American communities. Our educational foundation is constantly expanding our philanthropic activities, and we are exploring new endeavors such as scholarship funds and workshops. On the surface, many of the foundation's activities seem to have little to do with Chief Illiniwek, but remember, none of it would be possible without the inspiration offered by Chief Illiniwek. Chief Illiniwek is the impetus, the reason for questions like, why is the chief the symbol of our university? What is the state's Native heritage? And perhaps most importantly, what can I do to contribute to today's Native community? That is the value of Chief Illiniwek at the University of Illinois. By evoking such questions and desires, the chief's presence and visibility has allowed our foundation to positively harness the enthusiasm of our students and alums. Unfortunately, I believe that many of us who champion Indian causes, while well-intentioned, are misguided in our efforts if we believe that the way to further the Indian cause on this campus is to do so on the destruction of a tradition that is so revered by countless thousands of people. I am perplexed by the notion that this sought-after destruction of this tradition could somehow bring about a greater good. If there is one thing I have learned from my personal interaction with Indian people, is that these people are loving people and a people who hold tradition in the highest regard. And I cannot, I do not, and I will not believe that the majority of Indian people would want to destroy my family, my Illini family's revered tradition. And so today, I challenge those of you who champion Indian causes, I challenge you to not fight and antagonize the hundreds of thousands of those who love and revere this tradition, but to work with us. And to those who revere this great symbol, I challenge you to reach out to those of us who support the Indian cause to welcome us and to support us in our efforts. In conclusion, the majestic symbolism of Chief Illiniwek at this world-class institution presents all of us here today with an extraordinarily unique opportunity. Will we destroy this tradition and squander the opportunity, or instead will we build on it and harness its full potential? I believe that we should work together to build on this tradition, and if we do, I sincerely believe we can and we will accomplish the extraordinary. Thank you.